So I was at the final conference. If you guys attended the World Social Forum, there was a lot of workshops and events, and there were these kind of big conferences as well. And so every day there was like a couple, I think, from 6 to 8. So one of the final one on Friday, so Friday was the kind of the last day. There was still stuff happening on Saturday, but the Friday was the last day of all the kind of the main 3 days where all the events were happening. And the last event was the big conference, and it was one about Palestine. Now, I went to that conference, and there were supposed to be 4 speakers. Omar Barghouti, who is the BDS activist, and he is one of the co-founder of the BDS movement. He's part of the BNC, which is the National Committee, the Palestinian National Committee of the BDS movement. And also there were Ali Abu Nima, the U.S. journalist, Jamal Juma, and so on. So there was 4 speakers. Now, unfortunately, one of them, which is Omar Barghouti, was not present. And we talked about it on the show before, so just a reminder why. Omar Barghouti basically is being prevented by the Israeli authorities. So he's not prevented to travel. He is allowed to travel. The problem is that the Israeli authorities are refusing to give him re-entry papers. So if he chooses to travel, he would not be able to go back to Palestine, Israel. And so basically, if he chooses to leave, he's going to have to live in exile. And this obviously created a lot of outrage. And it's an indefinite kind of travel ban. There is no, we don't know when the Israeli authority is going to lift it. So Omar Barghouti had to give his speech through Skype, which is, this is how he's been giving his speeches since the travel ban. He's still kind of connecting and talking and communicating with people, because we live in the age of internet and Skype, which the Israeli authority don't seem to know that they exist. So he still gave his speech on Skype. He was on a big screen. Now, what was very positive and very heartwarming to see is that the second he was connected on Skype and his face appeared on the screen, and it was like 2 or 3 a.m. in Palestine, the entire room just started applauding and gave him a standing ovation just before he even talked. And so for like 3 minutes, they started applauding and everyone was standing. So it was an amazing kind of show of solidarity from people here in Montreal to Omar Barghouti and to Palestinians in general. So it was very beautiful to see. So I wanted to mention that as a beautiful. I don't want the World Social Forum organizers to be representative of the kind of activist scene here in Montreal. So a leftist scene in Montreal. So there is a lot of support for Palestine in Montreal, and it was very obvious and present during that final conference. Now, after the conference, a protest happened, a BDS protest happened in Montreal. And so it was, we were there as well. I'm going to try to put some of the pictures on Facebook this week if you're interested to see them. And I'm going to play next a clip. So as I said, we were there and we recorded some of the kind of speeches, small speeches, activists and participants were given at the end of the march, the pro-Palestinian, Palestine Solidarity March. And the only thing I want to mention is that as one of the activists, Dror Warshawski, that we interviewed last week, he mentioned during the march, and you're going to hear him say that, that usually the World Social Forum has the tradition when the World Social Forum was organized in the southern country. And as you know, this year was the first time that the World Social Forum is organized in a rich country, in the northern country, and Canada, basically. So he explained that usually the tradition is that the World Social Forum end with the closing march, and usually the closing march is in solidarity with Palestine. Unfortunately, it didn't happen in Canada. They didn't do this closing march in solidarity with Palestinians as the tradition apparently seemed to be so far. So the BDS activists decided to do their own closing march, and they did this BDS protest at the end of the final conference, the final event in solidarity with Palestine. So it was again heartwarming to see people be there and show their solidarity despite what the World Social Forum did and all the questionable behavior and decision they made, especially in relation to Palestine and BDS. So I'm gonna play now some of the recordings we did during the protests and the speeches that were given. Just an idea who is talking. You're gonna hear from Iman, who is a BDS activist from France. So she came all the way to from France to attend the World Social Forum. You're gonna hear from a representative of ASSE, which is the student union that represents 70,000 students. You're gonna hear also from Shadi Ma'arouf, who is member of BDS Quebec, and of PAJU, which is Palestinian Jewish Unity, or Palestinian Jewish United, I think, and Dror Warshawski, who is a BDS activist.
United and also a member of BDS Quebec.
BDS is the only action that while we support the Palestinians through BDS, at the same time we punish the apartheid regime of Israel. This is why BDS is so important for us. Not because there are no other things that we could do to support the Palestinians. Of course, there are a lot of things that we could do to support the Palestinians. Whether sending doctors or charity or money. But BDS is the only action that we can take to punish the apartheid regime of Israel. And we will take this action. And Israel is feeling our punishment because at the end of the day, the people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated.
The Social Forum The social forum for the first time is happening in a northern country. What's happening with the social forum, the problem that we need to be aware of is that if we look around, you can see that our fellow citizens, our brothers and sisters from Africa, from India, from Latin America, from Asia, all of them and most of them were refused entry into this capitalist fortress.
Shame.
Shame.
We need to show our support to all the people that couldn't make it here, because the social forum without the South is not a social forum. We need to stand with these people. Without them, the social forum is not a social forum. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Tahia, tahia Palestine!
Tahia, tahia Palestine!
Tahia, tahia Palestine!
Tahia, tahia Palestine!
Traditionnellement, dans les FSM, à l'époque où il se passait dans les pays du Sud, il y avait une manifestation de clôture, et cette manifestation de clôture était toujours dédiée à la Palestine, et c'était des milliers ou des dizaines de milliers de personnes qui descendaient dans la rue pour soutenir la Palestine. Ici, dans le pays du Nord, eh ben, vous êtes les meilleurs. Et à vous, heureusement, merci que vous êtes là. Vous sauvez l'honneur du FSM. Vous sauvez l'honneur du FSM de Montréal. On va dire que c'est la clôture du FSM aujourd'hui. Ce qui se passe demain et après-demain, on s'en fout. C'est la rue qui est important. À qui la rue ?
À qui la rue ?
À qui la rue ? Merci beaucoup d'être venu et on continue avec BDS tous les jours qui viennent jusqu'à ce que la Palestine soit libérée. Merci, au revoir.